Good Sunday morning and welcome to Getting in the Know. I want to talk about, most of you know, some of you know, I'll say that much, that I'm very involved in the Lagodi Schools Alumni Celebration, which is coming up on July 25th of this week. That's a Saturday at St. Martin Hall in Whitfield. We'll talk more about that later, but really what I want to talk about mostly is the history of this terrific tradition. We think, you could fact check this, I guess, we don't really know, but we think it's among, at least, the longest running such celebrations, homecoming or reunions, I guess if you will. This year will be the 50th such reunion. We call it today the Lagodi Schools Alumni Celebration, but the Alumni Banquet is what it's been called for most of the time, and it started back in 1976, and we want to go through just a brief history of it to give you an idea of where we started and where we are today, some of the changes, but mainly because you're going to hear some names that some are with us and some are no longer with us that you have known very well and have been major contributors to not only the history of this celebration, but also to our community as well. That very first one in 1976 was held in September at the Heritage Inn in Jasper. Remember, if you think back to 76, what other location could house as many people as what they want at these events? That one housed 132 alumni and guests in 1976, and the MC was Father Leo Hagerty. The officers, and it's important because these are the ones who started this celebration. Charlotte Myers was president. Bob Prather was vice president. Jerry Doyle was treasurer. George Patterson was the membership chairman. And Melba Baker was the secretary. Melba was credited with actually getting this whole thing started. Had the idea and got it going. And that was 1976, still running today. Back then, they had a youngest and alumni, and that was Nancy Padgett and Jeff Meyer. Today, Jeff and Nancy Meyer, as they are certainly still together. Traveling the furthest just came from Upland, Indiana. That would change over the years, of course, but Upland, Indiana, that was Doris Cannon Burris. In 1977, get this, they moved it to the Caper House in Huntingburg. They also moved it to July. 600, that's the most they've had, 600 alumni, spouses, teachers. They also invited friends. So it wasn't just alumni and their spouses, but it was 600. The master of ceremonies back then was Pat Larkin in 1977. That year, the youngest alumni was Sandy Birch. Yeah, we know Sandy, right? The oldest teacher was James Hagerty. Now we're talking about the furthest travel. It was Etta Mae Smith Cunningham from San Jose, California. Some of you might remember the band Gray Uprising. They're the ones who played at the 1977 alumni banquet. In 1978, it stayed at the Caper House, and there's still a large group. It was 425 people. Junior G was the president of that particular alumni banquet. And the recognition for most children present, they did that back then, was Jack and Rita Butcher. I can imagine they had a crew, and apparently most of them were there for the 1978 alumni banquet. Something else of interest there, they had a special recognition for the oldest, I guess, if you will, alum, Mr. T.M. Shirliff from the class of 1913 and Ernie Lean from the class of 1915. They were at that 1970 alumni banquet. 79, it moved locations to Montgomery at the Weriton Building. I'm guessing that was about brand new then, and that was a closer location, of course. 400 people attended that one, still a large crowd. The highlights for that one, they had a plaque presented in honor of James Hagerty and a memorial read by George Patterson in honor of James Hagerty. Father Hagerty had passed away in October of 1978, of course, prior to that 1979 alumni banquet. In 1989, we'll move to 89 because it was the first time it was located at the St. John Center, which was brand new. Well, sort of. That was the first time it was at St. John's Center, and it's been there most years since then. Occasionally, it's gone out to the Martin County Community Building and such, and this year, a different location for different reasons. What was interesting about that one, though, was, of course, I'm not going to say social media in 1989 was prevalent, but getting the word out was important, and Vonda Elliott was in a brand new office for that. Not as president, vice president, secretary, or treasurer, but as a public relations officer in 1989. The oldest alumnus in 1989 was my second grade teacher, Eldina Robinson, and Carol Jones Harder. I don't know if you know it or not. I'm sure you do. But in 1989, you were the very youngest alumnus, and they honored you. In 1990, at St. John's Center, 300 people attended. This one, for me, though, is important to mention because the president, or the vice president then, was Kay Summers. And Kay is still vital. She is on our committee today, 36 years later, and she has been so important throughout many of those 50 years in putting on this terrific celebration. So kudos to Kay Summers. A lot of these couldn't happen without you. The 1991 alumni banquet was at St. John's Center, but noted there was really Melba Baker was awarded at that time for her efforts in starting that alumni banquet 16 years earlier. Well, then you kind of fast forward, if you will. We go to 2000, so we break in a new century at St. John's Center. Charlotte Meyer, another one that has been so important to this celebration over the years. She was president again in 2000. Mike Engelman, we all know Mike, he was the MC. Amelia Lucas, you have to go way back, but she was my music teacher back in the early grades. She was honored as an outstanding alumnus. How about this? Big Al Williams was the DJ, and special entertainment also included Big Al Williams, as he and Kenny Fry were the Blues Brothers. Traveling the furthest was Shelley Craig Chandler of Kent, Washington, and the oldest was Ethel Riggins from the class of 1925, and the youngest was Chris Bateman, my brother, 1990. Then if you want to go fast forward even more, let's go to 2004, because that was my first year of involvement, really involved, because that was my 25-year reunion class. We did have 300 guests there. Betty Gray was the president. Nancy Jones is another one who over the years kept this thing going. And she was the vice president that year. And we did award Nancy with a community service award for partially because she just was outstanding in keeping this going over the years. And again, kudos to Nancy for that. The alumni of the year that year was Kenny Fry, but that was the first year for the Butcher G Golf Scramble and still going strong. That was 2004. Now let's jump ahead to 2020, mainly notable because that's the only year since 1976 that there was no alumni banquet, and of course that was due to COVID. But there was a Butcher G golf tournament, and they honored the 1970 Final Four basketball team. Jim Trout individually was honored. Of course, he was a member of the Final Four team, but he received the Trester Award back in 1970. In 1971, Wayne Flick and Tracy Baker, I think it was that year that they saw that, listen, this thing had about run its course. The committee members prior were ready to get off. They'd been on it so long and done so much. Wanda Hague was another one that has been so instrumental in all of these years to keep this going. But finally, they needed to turn it over. And nobody was really going to do it. But Wayne and Tracy stepped up. And I said, you know what, if I'm going to be the MC, which I have been now since 2005, I'd like to be involved. So in their very first meeting, I said, I can't be there. I'm going to be in Savannah, Georgia. I got a phone call from Wayne, and he said, congratulations, you've been elected president of the alumni committee. And I have been ever since, and it's been an honor to do so. But that was 2021. Here we are now, 2026, and the Ligoti Schools Alumni Celebration is coming up on Saturday night, July 25th. You still have a chance. If you're an alumnus of St. John's or Ligoti or a teacher, or you attended St. John's and Ligoti and you'd love to see former classmates, come on in, all right? The location has changed because of the water pipe damage at St. John's Center. It is now at St. Martin's Hall in Whitfield. It is Saturday, July 25th. If you would like to attend, get a hold of me somehow, some way, because time is running short. You can email me at gbateman8159@gmail.com If you are on Facebook, you can Facebook message me. You can get a hold of any of the alumni committee, which includes Wayne Flick, Tracy Baker, Kay Summers, and then our 1976 50-year helpers on the committee this year include Shirley McEntee Jeffers, Amy Jones Cardinal, Connie Inman Bloodsaw, and our 2001 25-year member is Ashley Erler Fisher, helping us out getting the class of 2001. So contact any of us if you'd like to come, but time is running short. But what's neat about these celebrations is that certain classes take advantage to have their reunions here. This year is an example, maybe the most that I've seen. But get this, the St. John's class of 1961, they started with 33 graduates, all right? There's about 17 of those 33 that are still with us. And at least a dozen, and counting, are going to be here Saturday, July 25th to celebrate their 65th reunion. That's amazing. Kudos to the St. John's class of 1961. And the mid-60s classes of St. John's and LHS, they've been here lately at the reunions, and they are a blast. And this year, the 1966 St. John's class will be celebrating their 60th. And they'll be there in support of Kenny Greenwell, who is this year's Lagodi School's Alumni Celebration Outstanding Alumnus. It is his 60-year reunion as well. So congrats to Kenny, and kudos also to the St. John's class of 1966. The LHS class of 1986 is getting in on the fun. They will be here celebrating their 40th reunion. And the honored classes this year, 1976, the bicentennial year, Lagodi High School class celebrating their 50th reunion. And the 2001 class, I know it doesn't seem that much, that many years ago, but 25 years have gone by, so we'll be honoring the 2001 class as well. Again, the outstanding alumnus is Kenny Greenwell. It is going to be a blast. Carson Birch will be there providing music, and you can still go. Just get a hold of me. It's going to be at St. Martin's Hall in Whitfield. That's important to remember, that change of venue, and it's Saturday night, July 25th. So that's just a brief history of the 50 years of the alumni celebration, and we hope that you've enjoyed this little look back. Have a great week. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday 25th at the Lagodi Schools Alumni Celebration.